It amazes me that for most of his professional career, Tiger Woods has had a swing coach. In fact, he's had numerous swing coaches throughout his career. Someone that has reached the pinnacle of the sport, you would think that, man, there's nothing left for them to learn. But he constantly wanted someone watching his swing, trying to get that extra yard out of the drive or being more precise, perfecting what he was doing. Everyone needs a swing coach. In some ways, God has given leaders to the church to be swing coaches for us, not in the game of golf, but in the game of living out our Christian faith. Paul wrote this to the Philippians, "Brothers, join together in imitating me and in paying attention to those who are walking according to the pattern we gave you." I don't know about you, but some of the best coaches that I've had have been able to show me what I was doing. So, for instance, with golf, maybe showing me where my head was at a certain point in the swing or where my hands and arms were. After showing me where I was placing them, they would then show me where it needed to be. They imitated the swing so that then I could mentally try and imitate them. The better the coach was at showing me what to imitate, the better I could at least learn it, even if I didn't perfect it. God has given us teachers in the church in part so that we can imitate them. But the real imitation that is going on is that of His Word. And He's given us guidance in how He wants us to live. Now, most of the time when Christians think of this, they think of the Ten Commandments. How to love God, how to love our neighbor perfectly. What does God want me to do in this situation? And what does He want me to do in that one? Those are all right applications to our Christian life. But the biggest thing that God wants you to learn to do, to imitate, is dealing with sin. The avoidance of it, for sure, but especially what to do when you see sin inside yourself. Where do I go when I'm confronted with my errors, my mistakes, my bad swings? God would have me go to the cross and see that there on the cross, Jesus took away all of my guilt. There on the cross, Jesus offered the payment for my sins. He suffered what I deserved. He placed Himself in my situation so that I could place myself in His situation. He took my guilt so that I could receive His holiness. Whenever I'm confronted with my sin, Jesus wants me to imitate my Christian leaders and be directed toward the cross, so that there I can be assured that my sins are forgiven and that heaven is mine. You as a Christian have opportunity to let others see how you live so that they can imitate you. Yes, you should be careful with how you speak and what you do so that you live a holy life. But the greatest lesson you can teach anyone is what to do with their sins. May people see you heading to the cross and seeing the salvation of your soul and of the world right there. May you imitate that for those around you, so that they too can rejoice that Jesus is their Savior. Amen.
Thank you for watching Peace Devotions. We encourage you to like, comment, and share this devotion with friends and family. If you would like to help us produce more devotions, you can donate at els.org/donate.